Welcome to Embrace It All with Angela Adams. Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so grateful you're here with me on this journey and that you keep coming back even though I haven't been very consistent. Life is constantly changing for me and good things are actually happening in our family. I've been home now for about 2.5 weeks, and in that time, our son-in-law has actually found a home, has purchased a home in our neighborhood, and will be moving to Arizona with our grandsons in the middle of June. And we are beyond happy, beyond relieved, all those emotions about this. And I can't wait to have them so close. And in 2 weeks, my husband and I, along with two of our sons, will be flying to Indiana for our youngest son's graduation from graduate school. And even though we will be doing all of these things without Jessica by our side, and knowing that is so hard, we are so beyond grateful for all of these blessings. So I have been wanting to record this episode for quite some time now, and I just never had the right opportunity to do so. So right now I am so glad that I have the opportunity and the time, because I want to share with you what I'm learning about becoming resilient. Now, a few months after Jessica died, a really good friend of mine recommended that I listen to a TED Talk that was entitled Three Secrets of Resilient People, presented by Lucy Hone. And I hesitated for a while because I just wasn't in the mood to hear someone tell me how to be resilient while I was still really overwhelmed with all of the emotions that were swirling inside of me at the time as I was grieving the loss of Jessica. Now, some may think, like I did, that a resilient person is someone who is able to just brush off adversity, pull up their bootstraps, so to speak, and just move on. And this, I just want to clarify, is not resiliency. Now, according to the Webster's Dictionary, their definition of resiliency is the ability to recover from or adjust easily to adversity or change. Now, however, I just wanted to clarify that resiliency doesn't always mean easy. Becoming a resilient person is a process that takes time to really develop those tools that you need to get through the challenges of life. So after some time, I decided to give this TED Talk a listen. And I am so grateful that I did. Although most of what she shared really didn't surprise me, I felt so comforted in knowing that someone who had gone through a similar experience of losing a child years before could eventually share with the world her story in hopes of helping others. Now, today I wanted to share with you her three secrets of resiliency, along with a few more that I have been learning along the way. Now, Every single one of us has experienced adversity or challenges in one form or another over our life. And more often than not, we have all experienced multiple challenges. And I bet you right now, you could probably just close your eyes and name 10 people who you are close to that are struggling with something, right? In today's world, unfortunately, there's this belief that nobody should struggle, that we should avoid any type of suffering, that there shouldn't be any heartache or sorrow. But here's secret number one. Resilient people know that that's not true. They know that bad things do happen and that we will suffer at times. And fighting against that or asking why will only cause more suffering. We don't have to like what we are going through or be grateful that it is happening. Believe me, I don't like not having my daughter here with me, and I'm not grateful. Nor will I ever be grateful that she died such an untimely death. But when I can accept the fact that she is gone and life is different than I had imagined it would ever be, or when I can accept that during my life, I am going to experience joy and happiness and contentment, as well as that sorrow, that grief, that disappointment, and that sadness, I will more likely face all of it with questions like, what is this trying to teach me? Or how can I take this experience and do something good with it? And when I can think of those questions, that brings me hope. Now, resilient people know that there is opposition in life. And with that opposition comes all kinds of emotions, right? And if you've been with me long enough, you know how important that feeling those emotions are. Resilient people know that it's important to take time to really allow those emotions to be there and to feel them. They understand that the opposition or adversity will actually stretch them and shape them into becoming who God knows they can become. Understanding that we can feel those emotions as we are being stretched, as we are being shaped. And resilient people know that sometimes this requires help. When you are resilient, you understand how important it is to have people in your corner, and seeking out the help of others, whether it be family, friends, and even professionals, to help sort out all the many thoughts and emotions that you're going through is so important. And since Jessica's death, I have sought the help of all of the above. I have reached out to family, to friends, to my coaches, to professional therapists, and every single one of them have helped put everything into perspective, helped me sort out all those thoughts, all those emotions. And in the end has actually given me the strength to keep moving. And that has brought me so much peace and comfort. Resiliency is really trusting that God has a plan for each one of us. Dale G. Renlund says this, "The Savior has the power to make everything right, and He yearns to do so. He loves to permanently mend even the shattered hearts, and oh, how my heart has been shattered." Resilient people know who to ultimately turn to when the adversity and the challenges strike. And in that trust, there is hope. Now, the second secret Lucy shared was that resilient people look for joy and they express gratitude. Now, in the early weeks after Jessica's death, and even still, our family, as I've mentioned so many times before, have been the recipients of so much love and service, and words were never adequate enough to express the gratitude we continue to feel. I did, however, wonder if I would ever feel true joy again. Because the pain of losing Jessica was so strong and sometimes is still so strong. And over several months, I continued to express gratitude to those who offered comfort. But I realized that gratitude and the hope of feeling joy again had to be more than that. And in order to start healing, I needed to feel grateful for the blessings I already had in my life. I needed to dig down deep and recognize those blessings, even though I was experiencing something so tragic. I still had so many blessings to be grateful for, right? And so as I consciously made the effort to recognize my blessings, a remarkable thing happened. I started to recognize moments of joy. I started to smile and laugh again. For example, while I was in Oregon, my grandsons and I decided to bake cookies one day for all the neighbors who had made dinner for us. It was just a little thing, but their excitement for making and delivering cookies to their neighbors became so contagious for me. And it was such a joy to watch them walk to the door with a plate of cookies to say thank you. On another occasion during the fall, we all went for a hike. And there's just something about being in nature, right? Being in the cooler temperatures with all the fall colors with the four little boys that brought me so much joy. I even found joy in the limited time I had with my husband during these last 8 months of traveling back and forth from Arizona to Oregon. We really made a conscious effort to spend as much time together doing things that we really enjoy. And then during Christmas, while we were all together, all of my boys and my grandson, my husband, my grandsons, my husband, my son-in-law, we decided that we were going to have some Nerf gun wars. And they were fully equipped with so many Nerf guns. And the house became a Nerf gun war zone. And it was so much fun. That brought so much laughter and so much joy to all of us. I found joy in the little things like the quiet snuggles with my grandsons or connecting with my own sons that were so far away. And I realized through all of it that there is nothing wrong with experiencing joy even when you are experiencing so much sorrow and sadness. And in those moments of laughter and fun, I could even hear Jessica's infectious laugh, knowing that she was experiencing it with all of us. The third secret, and one that has been the most helpful for me, is this. Resilient people ask themselves the question, will this help me or hurt me? And Lucy, this is her third secret. Lucy shared her own experience, but I wanted to share mine. You see, when we give ourselves the grace to not do something when we know it's going to hurt, makes so much difference. So a few days after Jessica died, we still had so many questions. So 5 of us decided to go back to the place where Jessica's body was found and kind of backtrack. Now, we thought that this would be so helpful, but it was not helpful for me at all. In fact, it only caused more hurt and created even more questions. Oh, how I truly wish I would have asked myself that question before I headed out. Another example to illustrate this was when we all received the funeral pictures back from the photographer. And when I let my husband know that they were available to view, he simply responded that he was just not ready to look at them yet. He knew that looking at those pictures would not be helpful for him at that moment, and he gave himself the grace to wait. It is taking so much time to heal, and quite honestly, I don't know if my heart will ever heal from losing Jessica, but giving myself the grace to answer honestly whether or not something will help me or hurt me, and following through with that decision will give me the strength toward healing, and it brings such peace. There may be things that I will not do because it will just hurt too much. And you know what? That's okay. That is totally okay. So, just to review what I am learning and continue to learn when it comes to becoming resilient is this. Resilient people know that adversity and opposition are just part of life. Resilient people give themselves permission to feel all of the emotions that these challenges bring. Resilient people seek the help of others. Resilient people don't ask why, but they ask, what is this trying to teach me? And how can I take this experience and do something good with it? Resilient people trust that God has a plan for them and that Christ can mend even the shattered hearts. Resilient people have hope. Resilient people consciously express gratitude and find joy. Resilient people ask themselves the questions, will this help me or will this hurt me? And then give themselves the grace to follow through with their answer. Becoming resilient, is a process and one that I am continuing to embrace. And my friends, so can you. All right, that's what I have for you today. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you soon.